haven't submitted your and your reservation for the dinner, the deadline is rapidly approaching, so please take care of that as soon as possible.
Thank you. Good morning. So I haven't been around here for a few days. Last time we spoke, we noted the importance of not rushing through brachot, but saying with each word, with attention. Pay attention to the words. And the last time we here mentioned a book by a fellow who can't remember, A.J. Jacobs, I think the name is, which is Thanks, A Thousand, A Gratitude Journey, where he took a cup of coffee and he went through, traveling through the world to find out everybody who had contributed to that cup of coffee being in his hands, from the people who grew the beans, to the people who cut the trees, to the people who filtered the water, and how important it was to take, when we have something in front of us, to take a moment to think about the incremental journey that it took, as a symbol for paying attention to every single word that we say, and not just say it like rote. Having said that, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch then says, in the name of the Sefer Chassidim, that in Sefer Yeshayahu, God turns to the Jewish people and says, Yan ki negasha amazeh, when this people approach me, bepiv uvesfatav kibduni, they honor me with their mouth, with their lips, v'libo rachak mimeni, but their heart is far from me, v'dehi yiratamoti, and they fear me, mitzvot anashim alomda, like they fear human beings. And the sense here is a suggestion, perhaps, that we shouldn't just follow the social forces that contribute to the blessings in our lives and go through a journey of gratitude to the Amazon forest and back, but we should actually also be seeking to journey to another dimension in our gratitude, to think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does within everything, whether it is filtering the water, making the water viable, whether it's growing the trees. In every moment, it's not just the human forces, but also the divine forces that give us the blessings that we have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, paraphrased by the Sefer Chassidim, Be'et Shein Mevarachin, when they are saying brachot, these people, they're saying a bracha. They're being grateful. They're not just saying it by rote for the sake of it. They do have gratitude. But they don't have the intention to bless me. And the hope is that when we're saying our brachot, when we are expressing gratitude, when we're thinking and reflecting on all the wonders and all the blessings of our lives, we shouldn't just be grateful for all the wonders of the material world and all those around us who contribute to our health and our goodness, but also to think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in every instant to keep every person and everything flowing. Rav Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu lazakot et Yisrael, lachen hiba lahem Torah mitzvot, shnei mar dinai chafet zman sidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen.